The dry conditions hurting many farmers. Welcome and hello again, everyone, for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Lee Maddox.
Went from being so wet you couldn't get in the field to get early corn out. Now it's so dry that I can't even think about getting my late corn out.
But it looks like we might have to start feeding some. We need some moisture real bad. Yes, we do.
Farmers in southern Middle Tennessee and along the southeastern counties of the state have been extremely dry now for the past several weeks. They are starting to get more scattered showers, but still really dry for this time of year. Clint Jewell is a dairy farmer in Ray County.
We've not had near the amount of hay and horse cuts we should have had. It turned up all the way around, and of course, this hot, dry weather hurts with milk production too. With beef particularly, because cows just don't produce much milk when it's hot, humid, and dry like this. They like a little bit cooler weather. We just ain't getting the poundage that I wish we'd be getting right now.
Clint Jewell's dairy cattle demand a lot of hay, and so far this spring, the yields haven't done well at all. And without additional moisture, the next cutting of hay will be worse. Beef cattle farmer Joe DaCosta in Bedford County says it's been so dry there that they sold some of their calves early to keep from having to start feeding hay.
We generally sell our feeder calves in July or August, and we're selling two loads in June because it's so dry and the pastures are dry. And we've got a hay field that's about 130 acres. We generally get 450 bales. Round bales, and this year we've got 172.
Well, some counties have reported yields of first cutting hay have been reduced by as much as 25% to 50% due to the lack of rain. And again, drought conditions, according to the National Drought Monitor, show abnormally dry and moderate drought conditions affecting most of Middle and East Tennessee. West Tennessee and Northern Middle Tennessee have had at times too much rain, but hopefully these scattered showers can bring some relief. For Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Lee Maddox.